feast is mine, I'm leaning on the everlasting heart. I'm leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all. What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting heart, I have worshiped thee with my Lord so dear. Leaning on the everlasting heart, I'm leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all harm.
Blessing. Amen. You have your Bibles this morning, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 6. And also, if you want to, you can turn to the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse number 11. We're going to read a couple of verses. But it says in 2 Corinthians, chapter number 6, and verse number 2, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Amen. If we back up just a few pages over to the book of Romans, chapter number 13, and verse number 11, we find it says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the Word of God. Thank you for this time. We ask your blessings upon this service. Touch every heart. Open up our heart, our ears, our minds, that we might hear, receive the Word of God. And Father, I pray that you would work in the hearts and lives of the people this morning, Father, to draw us close to yourself, Father, to help those that's in need, save the lost, and just move and minister. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. I want to preach to you on just a little word this morning, a little three-letter word. Now. By definition, it means the present time or moment. Now. Amen. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next month. Not next year. But now. Someone once said, now you listen to this, he said, "I used to be indecisive, but now I'm not quite sure." And I thought about that kind of seems to be the nature of mankind as to his spiritual health. You know, indecisive. Putting it off. That's what the old devil, he'll do to us, you know. He'll say, "Not now. You need to wait. You need to wait for a more convenient season." And that convenient season may never come. And so we read in these verses that we read in 2 Corinthians 6 and 2 and Romans chapter 13 and verse 10, we see that word now. Now. For now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. He says in verse 11, and that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Now, knowing the time. As Paul, as he speaks here to the church, to the Christian, he said, knowing the time. You know, I've got a clock in there in my study that I picked up here not long ago, and I didn't know if it'd work or not, but I brought it home and I put some batteries in it, and it started running. But it's got two places for batteries because it's one of those clocks that will, on the hour, it makes a sound, you know. So it's got a place you put two batteries in here so that it makes it sound. And in one place you put the one battery in to keep the clock hand going. And so I put it all on there. And Brother Junior, he'll appreciate this because it's a John Deere clock. And it's got John Deere tractors all around for all the hands on it. And on every hour, it makes the sound of whatever John Deere tractor's in the picture. You know, for 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, somebody, I can't remember if it was one of my youngins, Brooklyn or somebody, they said, I thought all tractors sounded the same. But every hour, it makes a sound. And so you'll be sitting in there, and all of a sudden, you'll hear the tractor crank up. The only thing about it is, it makes a sound good. And when I popped that battery in the clock, it started ticking. But I can't figure out if it's ticking too fast or too slow. But I can tell you one thing, it don't tell you what the time is. Not right. You can look at it and it'll tell you, you know, it's 2 o'clock. But I mean, it may not be two, it may be 3:30 or it may be 1 o'clock. And so here's the thing, we don't know the time. I mean, you can't trust it. There's a lot of folks today, you can't trust what they think and they can't trust their own selves because they don't recognize and know the time. What time it is. They think that the old devil tells us, well, you've got plenty of time. We don't know how much time that we have. We don't know exactly what time it is for us. But I tell you what we've got right now. We've got now. We've got the day, the hour, the very moment that we're living in. And so he says, knowing the time. And God help us as we look and we see the things that's going on in our world. God help to open up our eyes to see that the time is drawing short. I don't dare make any predictions. I don't know how short it is, but amen, you can look and see that some of the things that's predicted that's coming, we can see the shadow of it already. He said, knowing the time. He's talking here to the church. And he said, knowing the time that now, he said it's high time. Well, that means it's urgent. We don't need to wait. It's high time. What he's saying, I believe, is there's been enough waiting. There's been enough procrastinating. He said it's time. It's now time. It's high time to awake out of sleep. Everybody's a little bit different, but every one of us, at sometimes that alarm clock has went off. You know, used to, you set that alarm clock and you wound that thing up and it went off, made a big racket, and you reached over and you hit it, and you got up. Because if you didn't get up, it wasn't going off again. But then they put them snooze buttons on there. And most folks in here have probably hit the snooze button. You know, because you can hit that snooze button, and that's going to give you, depending on how the clock is, that's going to give you anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes more sleep, depending on how that particular clock's set up. And so we'll reach over and we hit that snooze button. Because that bed sure does feel good. And we don't want to get up. I remember used to, when I was a young man, And that thing would go off, I'm talking about early. It'd go off well before daylight, and I'd be up, and we'd be out and getting ready to go. And, you know, hunting season's winding down around here, but I'd be out there and all over the place, and we'd be hunting, and it didn't really matter. In the dark, the cold, the wet, it just didn't matter. We was out there chasing them deer early, as soon as that clock went off. I'll set that thing down and I'll say, I think I'll get up and go hunting in the morning. That alarm clock go off about an hour before daylight. I'll reach over and hit that button and I say, you know what? I think I changed my mind. I think I'll just wait. I'll put it off. I might go tomorrow. It ain't that important to me. Amen. But see, here's the thing. I'm afraid that the church, the alarm's been going off for a while and we've been hitting a snooze. When God said it's high time, it's now's the day. And amen, we've just been hitting that snooze button. We're going to give it another day. We're going to give it another week. We're going to give it another year. We're going to wait just a little bit longer. And God said, you ain't got time to wait. We don't have time to wait. Why don't we have time to wait? Because He said that your salvation, our salvation, is nearer than when we believed. Our salvation is nearer than when we believed. What's He saying? Well, amen, we could just put it like this. Heaven's closer than it was. Yeah. Amen, the end of... Amen, see, salvation, He's not saying, well, you... Going to get to the end, see if you really saved. That's not what He's saying. Amen. He said, you that has been saved, amen, the completion of your salvation is nearer than it's ever been. Amen. The time is coming. Amen. You only have a little bit more time to work than it's coming. Any of y'all ever help decorate for a wedding or some kind of party or some kind of something, you know, it was like that, and you get started and you look and... You know, well, we got 6 months and then 6 months. And you say, well, we got 3 months. And then somebody, you know, next thing you know, you got a month. And you say, we're going, you know, well, we up. Well, I should have already got that done. And next thing you know, you got a couple of weeks. And then, amen, it's the day before the wedding and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And you still trying to put stuff up and get it because, you know what? It's a lot closer than it was. And boy, we work, we get ready. And boy, we realize times are... Whatever's going to be, we got to get it done. Whatever we're going to do, we got to do it because this is happening whether we're ready or not. Amen, amen. And amen, that's what God's saying here. Whatever you're going to do, He said it's high time that you awake out of sleep. He said because your salvation is nearer than it's ever been. Yeah. And He said that we need to do whatever it is that we're going to do. He says in verse 12, he said, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. And so He says, let's cast off the works of darkness and let's put on the armor of light. Everything that would hinder us, amen, that would slow us down, those things that are not needful, He said we need to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Amen. We need to reach forward. Press on. We need to go. And when do we need to start? We need to start now. He said now. He said now. Now it is high time. Now is our salvation nearer. Now. Amen. Not tomorrow, not later, but He said now. In this present time, in this present moment, He said it is now. And He tells them and tells us in verse 14 to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Oh me, God help us. I tell you, we make lots of provisions for this old flesh. Things we have to do and things that's not, I mean, God says that we got to eat. I mean, that. Now I'm going to just throw this in right here. We probably need to do more fasting than we do But we have to eat. I mean, we've got to eat, and you know, and my wife, y'all seen the Snicker commercial, you know, where the folks ain't themselves until they, you know. My wife said I'd do good in that commercial at times, but anyway, I told her just this week, listen, we got a cat, black cat. She's a good cat. She does, you know, she's out and about and does her job, and she patrols and keeps everything caught up. But I'm going to tell you what, when you walk out that door, man, she comes meow, meow, meow. She wants you to feed her. Amen. Listen, I don't care if you feed her and 10 minutes later you go out the door, she wanting to come see. I think you want, maybe you got something different, something better. And she comes meow, meow, meow. I told my wife just this week, I said, I think me and that cat's kin. Well, I just want something to eat. just wanting to eat. And you know when I wanted it? I want it now. But see, God says now. It's now is the time. God, help us to quit concentrating so much on the things that are temporary. And let us lay up some treasures in heaven today. While we have opportunity, while we have time. And then he says in the other verse that we read, he speaks there to folks, and he says that in 2 Corinthians 6:2, I've heard thee in a time accepted, in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, he said, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. He said, now is the day of salvation. Now. You know what? If you don't know God, you're not gaining anything by putting it off till tomorrow. You don't gain anything by delay. Oh, your circumstances in life may change and different things, and you know, the old enemy, I mean, things may happen to us, and boy, it puts us kind of in that press, and we think, boy, and God goes to dealing with us, and we try to put it off and get out of it, and maybe things, circumstance change a little bit, but amen, unless we fall down before God, it don't change the fact that we're lost and that we're still in need of God. Delay does not help. I mean, God's not going to change His mind. He's already laid out for us, and He's already given us His Son. He's laid out the way that man must be saved. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. I mean, it's the name of Jesus. Amen. God's not going to change His mind. But I tell you what you could do by a delay, and that is you could lose much. You know, when we put things off, some of the fever, the need that we have, that freshness, that fire that we have, boy, we feel a strong urge. I mean, some of that can start to diminish. We can lose it. The old devil, I mean, God's drawing and a pulling, and we white knuckling the bench and everything else, and the old devil's back here trying to tug of war and pull, and if we're not careful, it'll start diminishing. We'll hang on and we'll delay until it starts to subside. Like the old fella that Daddy told me about years ago, went and invited him to go to the preacher and you know, hear the fella they worked with preaching, and a couple old fellas went and they listened to him preach, and he asked him, well, how'd he do? And I don't know if the guy was joking or just what he did, but he said, whew. He said, he about got me saved before I could get out of that place. You see, not realizing the gravity of the statement. Because you know what it was? It was that night. It was that night with salvation. That was the day of salvation. And here's the thing, God help us. Maybe it was the last day. Maybe it was the last time that God came by and knocked on that door. But He said, it's now is the day. It's not tomorrow. If God speaks to you, amen, respond, because delay will cause nothing but loss. Sometimes we need to do some things and boy, we just put it off. And when we finally get around to it, it cost us a lot more to do it later than it did if we'd have just done it when it started. I mean, you know. happens in life. I guarantee you there's a lot of God's children right now that could give you a testimony, and they just said, you know what? If I'd have just obeyed God from the very beginning, if I hadn't waited, things would have been a lot different. It cost me a lot. It cost me a lot. He said, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. But here's the ultimate thing. He said, now is the accepted time. Now, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. But if we don't get it now, if we don't respond to God now, delay may ultimately forfeit your salvation. God said, we have today. Today's the acceptable time. We have now. We have now. But if we don't respond now, what's going to make us respond tomorrow? If God's speaking to us today, what's it going to be tomorrow? What's going to be better next week? You see, God's never tried to do anything but help His children. Amen. To call men, women, boys, and girls to a place of repentance that He might work in their hearts and their lives. And amen. Change everything. Amen. For the better. Behold, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He said today. Now. So this morning, God calls to us as the church. He calls to those that are in unbelief, and He says, now. The time to work, the time to do is now. The time to visit, the time to witness, the time to pray, amen, is now. It's now. The time of salvation is today. It's now. Don't put it off, He says to the unbeliever, till tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. Today. In this moment, He said now. God says now. I mentioned it just the other day, and I'm reminded of it often as Jesus looked out over Jerusalem and He said, how often would He have gathered them up as a hen gathered her brood under her wings? And what He said was, is He said that I would have, but you would not. Now was the time. Today was the day, and amen, it passed them by. God's telling us, amen, for the lost, He says now. For the church, He says now. Whatever we're going to do, He said, do it now. Do it now. Ask if you'll stand with us this morning. Every head bowed and every eye closed. While we wait just a minute this morning, if you have a need this morning, you come and we'll pray. Amen. Need healing, if you need help, if you need salvation this morning, I pray while we wait just a minute, you come this morning. God's ready to help. He's ready to save. He's ready to deliver. And amen, He can do it right now.